So I was going to do John. That's what we've been doing, and we will do again next week. But I'm going to just share with you what I was just sharing with somebody. How many of you ever get discouraged and disappointed? How many of you ever get discouraged and disappointed about Selma? Or about your job, or about whatever? Well, this is your lucky day. Because you don't ever have to do that again.
Amen.
Wow, I can't see anybody for this. This is Romans chapter 15. This is verse 13. Now, it says something about God, but also says something about us. It says in verse 13, now may the God of hope, now this is a prayer, it's in the Bible, so that means it must be a prayer that's God's will for your life and my life. Amen?
Amen.
So it doesn't matter what your personality is, and it doesn't matter how old you are, and doesn't matter how long you've been a knucklehead, it doesn't matter. This prayer is for all of us. One of the things you don't ever want to do, like I shared yesterday in church, when I told you that I found myself in my heart getting a grump for about being a grump for about a second. It didn't last longer than that because I recognized it as sin, but it lasted about a few minutes ago. I wouldn't have happened twice. And I was disappointed in that. And the Lord was talking to me, and he said, don't let anybody tell you it's okay to be a grump because you're old, or because you're tired. There's nowhere in the Bible that says those are excuses for sin. And don't ever say, well, I've always been this way. Well, God have mercy on you and those around you. Jesus came to set you free from I've always been this way. See, if that's not true, let's just say if you're 80 years old and you got saved when you're 80, does that mean that nothing that you've done all those years can be changed? Well, of course. So does it make a difference that you're a Christian who's been a Christian for 50 years old, but you've been acting this way for 50 years? No, it's all about when you let Jesus set you free. Age isn't an issue. Now may the God of hope fill you. Now something he does. May the God of hope fill you with all joy. Unless you have a certain personality type that's not prone towards joy. It doesn't say that. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy. That's a lot. All joy is a lot of joy. May the God of hope, he's a God of hope, not a God of pessimism, cynicism. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's supernatural. Now what's the little key thing? Like we say God's part. May the God of hope fill you with all joy, not some joy sometimes, but all joy and peace. May the God of hope fill you with all joy, and may God of hope fill you with peace. That you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then what's the issue? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, so my part is what? Believing. So this is super simple. We've said this yesterday. We've said it a lot over the years. Hear it again. If you're trying really hard to believe and to be optimistic, I've heard people tell me, Christians, I'm trying really hard to have hope. Well, then you've just got bent towards yourself. It's just another form of living under the law. Well, I'm trying so hard to believe. Well, again, you've just gotten bent towards yourself. It's become another work. If you're trying to believe, then it never works. We live by the faith of the Son of God. We don't live by our faith. Our faith is resting in his faith. So let me share that verse to you again from 2 Timothy. Even if you believe not, oh, that ever happened to you? He abides faithful because he cannot deny himself. Jesus can't quit being Jesus. He said, well, I thought by our believing, he'll be Jesus. No, because he is Jesus, you believe. We We said this yesterday. What does Jesus believe about Selma? What does Jesus believe about your situation? What does Jesus believe about your circumstance? What does Jesus believe about the situation that you're in, about you in the situation? Because Jesus is the truth. What he believes is the truth. And if you'll surrender to that, the truth will set you free. So I was talking to somebody. We're not called to practice the presence of darkness. Does darkness happen around us? Sure it does. We live in a fallen world. It's the darkest day in human history isn't happening now. See, the things that are going on is so horrible, so dark. Now, the darkest day in human history is when humanity decided to mock, spit on, and torture God and kill him. And yet in that moment, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. For the hope set before him, he despised the shame, endured the cross. Even there, it was filled with hope and compassion. What does Jesus believe? And if you'll learn to practice that little discipline, that in each situation, Lord, what do you believe? In terms of, for me, about Selma, Jesus, what he believes, he said, this is the most amazing place he's ever been. Just like you're the most amazing human being I've ever looked at, or you. That's who Jesus is. That's who he is. That's what he believes. He believes he's winning. Somebody says, well, people are leaving. I'm so sorry if they're leaving. People are coming. I feel sorry for the people who are leaving. Well, we don't want to be around so much darkness. Oh, because that's Jesus. You know, Jesus never wants to be around darkness. He says he dove into the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome him. If you're walking in the Spirit, that's not what you're walking in. You're walking in the light of his life. I'm going to tell you what. I lived in Birmingham. And Mountain Brook for many, many years was in the top five per capita richest places, cities in the world. There was a lot more darkness going on in Mountain Brook than there was going on in Southside where I lived, where I went to Ramsey. The only difference is they had more money, so their darkness looked different. They could afford a different kind of darkness. It's kind of like World War II. Germans were the most intelligent, educated race in human history. And what do? They were smart enough to invent more ways to kill more people. That's what fallen people do. But Jesus wants you to experience what he experienced. He's a God of hope. He wants to fill you with all joy because he's a joyful Jesus. All joy and peace in believing. But it is believing. What does he believe about everything? You get tempted with something? Jesus believed. He believes that you in him, died to that 2,000 years ago. And therefore, you can say no and say, Jesus, you're on. And watch him live out the victory that is yours. That's what he believes. Yeah, but you don't know how many times I've fallen into that. Doesn't change what he believes because he knows what's true. Once you start yielding to believing, remember, faith doesn't wait for manifestation. Manifestation waits for faith. So, just to encourage you. If you aren't filled with all joy and peace, it's not God's fault. And you can't blame it on the devil. Sometimes we get our needs met by hanging on to our darkness because we think we can get attention. We've all been there, but that's not what God's will is for you. God's will is for you to feel what Jesus feels because you see how Jesus sees and you think what Jesus thinks. That's the great way to live. Amen?
Amen.
Because I can now walk through this world, doesn't matter where I'm living, Mountain Brook, Mozambique, Kihei, Uganda, the slums of Nairobi, Madison Avenue, you know, or Rain Street. I can walk in the light of his life. And darkness won't overcome me because he overcomes darkness everywhere I go. Lights, that's what light does. Okay?
Amen.
So that was my word for the week. So don't run around and be a grump this week. Or don't. Quit trying to find excuses to not walk in fullness of joy. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for your word. We ask for 100-fold harvest because I know that's your heart and your desire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.